This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I haven't talked to anyone in so long.
We will rise up to the top. They will never bring us down. We won't fade into the night. Allah help us.
February 10th. It's been some time since I sat down and wrote something here. In truth, I was feeling hopeless until I came across a quote. My auntie sent it on our family WhatsApp group. You know, those ones where they say forwarded at the very top. Anyway, the quote was like, "It is difficult to be patient, but to waste the rewards for patience is worse." This whole time, I've been thinking about me, my family, my finances, my worries and my stresses, and I've just relegated that, my dad, to a mere footnote. I'm not sure if I will ever come back to these pages, but if I do, let this be your reminder, Adam, to make dua for dad, that Allah forgives his sins, raises his rank, and unites you with him in the highest of paradise. I still can't help but think that me going through this shows my level or state in the eyes of Allah. Like, all these trials I'm facing now, you'd expect a bad person to go through them, someone who wouldn't be in the highest level of paradise. I mean, think about it. Is all this happening to finally break me complete, where I lose hope and cement my place in a low station in the hereafter?
Adam, bro, let me be perfectly honest with you. You know, 9 times out of 10, these WhatsApp messages are completely nonsense and not worth the time of day. On this occasion, however, I think you've received a gem. Because it's true, being patient is difficult, but to waste the rewards of patience is far worse. That is because sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may want for a person a particular lofty grade in paradise. But Allah knows that this person's deeds do not qualify him for it and will never qualify him for it. So what does Allah do? He helps him out through a trial that he sends his way to boost his place in paradise. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ said that إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ إِذَا سَبَقَتْ لَهُ مِنَ اللَّهِ مَنْزِلًا لَمْ يَبْلُغْهَا بِعَمَلِهِ. If Allah has decreed a specific grade in paradise for a person, although he hasn't got the deeds for it, what happened? إِبْتَلَاهُ اللَّهُ فِي جَسَدِهِ أَوْ فِي مَالِهِ أَوْ فِي وَلَدِهِ ثُمَّ صَبَّرَهُ عَلَى ذَلِكَ. Allah will then test him in his body, in his wealth, in his or her children, and then inspires this person to be patient, حتى يبلغه المنزلة التي سبقت له من الله. So Allah therefore qualifies him for the grade in paradise that he had decreed for him. So Adam, try your best to align your mindset in accordance to this hadith, that my anxieties, my challenging circumstance, these are in fact my elevators in the hereafter. And watch, subhanAllah, how this anxiety becomes so much more easy to deal with. But this is the nature of worldly trials. They don't always reveal to you their wisdom at face value. And the hope is that when you see how this trial of yours, Brother Adam, had in fact protected you from a potential low return on the Day of Judgment, you know what? You would have wished that your whole life was one continuous long episode of suffering with no relief in between. And to doubt this is to doubt the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because he said that on the Day of Judgment, when the people who'd lived a life of well-being and trouble-free, hassle-free lives, when they see the rewards that is given to the people of suffering and patience, do you know what they will wish for? لَوْ أَنَّ جُلُودَهُمْ كَانَتْ قُرِضَتْ فِي الدُّنْيَا بِالْمَقَارِيُّ. They would wish that their skins had been clipped with scissors. They would wish to be people of patience and suffering on the day of judgment when they see the reward given out. Adam, bro, a question. How grateful would you be for someone who has, say, control over your savings and then on one day chooses to make an investment on your behalf without your consent? You shout, you wail, you protest, you dislike it. He says to you, one day you will thank me. 10 years down the line, the market crashes. You, however, become a millionaire. You never need to worry about your finances, nor do your children, by virtue of your friend who made those decisions on your behalf those 10 years ago. How grateful would you be to him? How ashamed would you be of yourself for having ever doubted him? See the trials of life in the exact same light, that decisions are being made for you in order to get you to a place that Allah knows that our deeds may not qualify us for. Trust him. On that note, I'm going to share with you a quick story which I think you can personally relate to. The scholars narrate a story of a king and his minister. And the minister, mashallah, was a righteous man. Whenever a disaster would happen, he would say this same phrase, Al-khiratu fi makhtarahu Allah. He would say, Allah only chooses what is best. That was his motto in life. They were once eating together, and then the king accidentally cut his hand quite badly. And so the minister said, Your Highness, Allah only chooses what is best. Now the king, he saw this as an insult, like as if the minister was gloating at his suffering, so he imprisoned the minister. The minister was handcuffed and he said on his way to the cell, Allah only chooses what is best. Now the king used to spend most of his time hunting recreationally. And he would usually do this with the minister, but now that the minister was behind bars, the king went out by himself. And on one of those evenings, he was pursuing this animal that he was hunting, and he'd failed to realize that he'd actually accidentally crossed the borders of his land and entered into the territory of idol worshippers. So they caught him, chained him, dragged him to their greatest idol with the intention of slaughtering him as a sacrifice for their idols. They lowered him to the ground, they put the knife to his neck, they're about to swipe, but then they noticed his hand was wounded. So with this flaw, they said, he's unworthy of being offered as a sacrifice. He's deficient. So they set him free. Subhanallah, the king returned to his palace and he now realizes, practically speaking, that Allah truly chooses what is best. So he made his way to the minister and he freed him and he told him what had happened. And he apologized. He said to him, you know, I really now see the good that came from my wound. But you know, when I imprisoned you, I heard you say, Allah only chooses what is best. So what was the best in that circumstance? You go to the cell. The minister said, Your Highness, who is it that usually comes with you hunting? The king said, you. He said, yeah. So had I not been imprisoned, they would have looked at my hand. There's no wound in it. And I would have been sacrificed instead of you. Allah chooses only that which is best. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ As Allah says. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تُحِبُّ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ شَرٌّ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ Perhaps you may hate something. It's good for you. Perhaps you may love something. It's bad for you. And Allah knows and you do not know. These are the words of my Lord, Brother Adam. In the face of every disaster that befalls you, let your slogan in life be, Allah only chooses what is best. And let your slogan be, Allah knows and I don't know. And let your slogan be, Oh Allah, make this calamity be my much needed elevator in the hereafter.
When I realized how much my article had impacted Adam and how many are suffering just like him, it inspired us to start this series and help many more like Adam. I invite you to benefit from the complete series available on onlinemasjid.islam21c.com.